So, now you know how to create the general background so that people perceive you as being a more high-status individual. But there's still a question. How do you create that instantly? How do you really make people believe in you as a figure of authority in their particular world in a very short period of time? Now, this is an important principle because it activates another principle called the consistency principle. The consistency principle says this. When someone makes a declaration in public of a certain thing, then they have to act in a manner that remains consistent with whatever it is they said. Now, a nice thing that people don't know about is that the higher your authority, the higher your status is, the more pressure it puts on someone else to remain consistent with anything they've said in the past. This will be very important to you. For example, when someone says to you that they want to make a certain change, the higher your level of authority is, the more likely it is they will maintain that change once you've gone through a process with them. When someone says they want to buy a car from you, it's less likely that they will change their mind if you're of a higher status when they made that declaration in the first place. Now, how do you really get people to believe in you and your abilities, if you like, so that they can respond to you in a more hypnotic way more quickly? One thing is the characteristics we've already covered, but this other thing is something that has been a secret tool of hypnotists throughout the ages. In the past, it was known as suggestibility tests. A suggestibility test is basically a quick hypnotic exercise ostensibly to find out whether or not you're hypnotizable. Now, I happen to believe that everyone is hypnotizable, and these tests don't so much test people's ability to go into trance, but their willingness to go at that point in time, and the right way to go about it, because different people respond to different types of suggestions. Now, the secret power behind suggestibility tests isn't whether or not someone is particularly hypnotizable. It's because when they work, it actually provides a tremendous amount of authority towards a hypnotist. Suddenly he's an expert at something. And as soon as someone seems to be a real expert at something, we seem to believe that they're experts at everything. It's a very natural trait. Now, I first discovered this when I was at a party and other people were doing their party pieces. And I decided to show them a quick few mind games in order to just, you know, show them something interesting about how the mind works. Now, what I wasn't expecting was the result people gave me. I had people queuing up, telling me their problems from they couldn't sleep, to stop wanting to stop smoking, to relationship issues, everything imaginable under the sun. When, up to half an hour before that, they would ask me, you know, what do you do? And I said I was a hypnotist. And they really weren't paying attention to me. So what changed? What changed was very simple. I did a few quick mind games, very visual demonstrations of the mind in action, of hypnosis in action. And suddenly, they became converts, became believers in what could be possible for them. Now, people have discovered this throughout the ages. Whenever you see someone trotting out a particular party piece, whether it's playing the piano, singing a song, telling a story, a little magic act, no matter what this party piece is, they've discovered that when you become the focal point of attention, when you invite that to you, in other words, you invite social pressure on yourself, you're really adopting the role of a leader for that particular group. And people respond to you as a leader at that point, as an authority figure. So this is the secret hidden benefit of doing party pieces. If these party pieces happen to be in a particular field or environment, for example, if you go to academics and start talking about books of Shakespeare or perhaps the old classic great books of Aristotle and Plato, etc., suddenly you've demonstrated that you know something which very few other people currently know about. And that lifts your own status. So the pieces need to somehow fit the situation that you're in. I'm going to leave you to really figure out what works for you as an individual. If you're a good singer, then sing. If you play the piano, then play the piano. For those of you who want to have more hypnotic value demonstrations, I recommend that you get my book, The Deep Trance Training Manual, in which you'll find about a half a dozen or so hypnotic suggestibility tests that you can use in pretty much any setting. They're just little things you can use based on the imagination. Then we will be launching something called the Mind Games Pack in the middle of 2006. This is a very exciting product because it's basically a series of value demonstrations, all based around how the brain works, how the mind works, and how hypnosis works. There'll be imagination exercises, personality tests, all these things in a small pack of cards you can carry out around wherever you happen to go. If you're interested in those, just email us and we'll let you know more about them.